This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Matt Gazda, president of the Halloween Parade Committee of the Carlinville Rotary. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks, Rick. Happy to be here.
Our topic of conversation today is the 75th Annual Rotary Halloween Parade, which will be held Saturday, October 25th. And first off, this year's theme is Rotary's 75th Halloween Parade Anniversary Celebration. And if you could, tell us about that.
This is a special occasion for us this year. We're bringing back the retired Rotary Queen from 1952 on. What's interesting about that is we've got four of the five in the 1950s. We've got a mother-daughter team. We've got sisters that want it back-to-back, and we're excited that they could come. They're coming from all over the country. We got a pretty good showing, and we're pretty excited about it, and they're excited about it, just come back to their hometown and get some recognition. But I do want to tell you that the parade will kick off at 6:15, Saturday, October 25th, again, from the Carlinville Plaza, which is north of Carlinville. The parade route will go from the plaza, from North Broad Street to the square, about three quarters around the square, and turn onto East Main to disassemble on Northeast Street, just west of the courthouse. All the walking participants and small floats will enter the parade from their respective judging areas. I will tell you that the group costumes and individual costumes will be judged at the Fast Stop convenience store at the intersection of North Broad and Nicholas. For the large floats and horse groups, they are going to assemble at the west side of the Carlinville Plaza. The horses will be in the southwest corner of the plaza, and the categories for the floats, we've got the high school floats. There'll be a first, second, and third prize in all these other categories that I'm going to mention. These are the categories that are going to be judged. There'll be civic and fraternal. There'll be the commercial floats, healthcare, youth organization, religious, and again, the individual horse and rider, group horse, and then, as I mentioned before, the individual and group costumes will be at the Fast Stop convenience store. There will be bands that will also assemble at the parade. We will have our great Carlinville High School band, and we have our junior high band that will be at the gazebo entertaining the crowds before and during the parade. I do want to point out a couple things. The procession that we have for the retired queens are going to be on old fire trucks. We've got a 1924 Stutz, a 49 Mack, and a 64 Ford. So we should be able to get about seven or eight retired queens on those floors. And we'll have something special. We'll have a banner in front of the retired queens with two Carlinville Cavaliers dressed up with swords, hats, everything. So that should be kind of interesting.
And Matt, as far as this year's Queen's Court, did you want to go over who they are?
Yes, I do. As you know, we have three seniors that'll be vying for the votes for the Queen candidates. But we do have the freshman, sophomore, junior class, and I'll go over that with you. For the freshman class, we have Madeline Williams, daughter of Christopher and Melissa Williams, escort Joshua Heinzman, son of Paul and Debbie Heinzman. Our sophomore candidate is Quinn Duggar, daughter of Brad and Anita Duggar and Jean Ann Duggar, escort Jordan Carndoff, son of Colleen Daly and Robert Todd Carndoff. Our junior candidate, Samantha Butcher, daughter of John and Kathy Butcher, escort Joseph Bates, son of Martin and Shannon Collins, and Joe Bates II. And our three senior candidates that will be the winner of the, buying for the votes for the winner of the 2014 Rotary Queen. Our first senior candidate is Rachel Millard, daughter of Chris and Michelle Millard, escort, Elijah Barber, son of James Ware and Tim and Shelley Roberts. Our second contestant is Michaela Morrison, daughter of David and Susan Morrison, escort Benjamin Rogers, son of Jason and Deanna Rogers. And our third candidate is Megan Staten, daughter of Baron and Suzanne Staten, escort Connor McLean, son of Richard and Tamantha McLean. I also want to point out our reigning queen, which will be in attendance, will be Maddie Rogers, daughter of Christopher and Betsy Rogers, and her escort is Driston Mitchell, son of Clinton and Marissa Mitchell.
As far as the floats this year, since it is celebrating 75 years of Rotary, would you like to talk a little bit about sort of how did the folks who are putting together floats come up with their ideals and sort of how did that go?
Well, since it's 75th anniversary, it's kind of hard to put together a theme for it. So what we told the public is to put together your favorite float themes that you have done in the past and to collaborate with the theme. There is one thing that's kind of interesting this year. With the high school floats, we have decided to give them the theme for each one. The freshman class is going to be doing Wizard of Oz, and that's the 75th anniversary of the Wizard of Oz. The sophomore class will be doing Gone with the Wind. And the junior class, we picked out King Kong. The reason we did that was back in 1962, King Kong went around the square and the head fell off. So we decided to give him some redemption. And the senior class is going to be Jolly Green Giant. And the reason we did that back in the 70s, they made it too tall and it couldn't entertain the crowd because it was too tall on the guide wires. So they were shut out that year. So we're going to bring them back and hopefully it'll make a little bit shorter so they can get through the parade. So that's kind of an interesting twist to an inside joke and giving them redemption for the year.
Okay. And finally, again, do you want to go over anything concerning judging or anything like that for the Halloween parade?
The individual and group costume judging will be at 5:30 as well, 5:30 to 6 o'clock. The same way with the floats. There'll be, in all the different categories, we're going to have our wonderful Rotary judges out there with pen and pencil ready to give out the prizes, too.
And Matt, as we get ready to end the program, did you want to talk about a little bit about some of the themes from past years of the Rotary Halloween?
Oh, sure. Last year, we had a superheroes celebration theme that went very well. In the past, we have done Hollywood Night. We've done a monster celebration. We celebrated Old Route 66 one year. Of course, we've had our 100 years of Rotary anniversary for the Rotary Club that began in 1904. We've had space exploration. We've had the Lewis and Clark 200 celebration. We've done some technology, patriot themes, armed services. And we celebrated the Macoupin County Fair one year, which was a big hit. And we've also did the Blackburn 75th anniversary during the theme. So that just kind of gives the public some ideas of if they're looking for a theme on the float or doing one of their favorite themes that they've done in the past. We look forward to seeing them.
Matt, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you. I hope everyone can attend. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. Big crowds, lots of candy being thrown. So thanks, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.